KF4 HKX Mobile.
KF4 MUF Mobile.
You able to stay warm out there today?
I'm sitting right in the cab of that Traco, and I stay just nice and toasty.
Is everybody out there in the cold, though?
Some guys that don't do that. I had the door open, but I had the heater going, so I still stayed nice and warm.
Did you get everything, all the equipment moved, and get started on digging that ditch?
We did, Mr. Patrick. We shot some elevations on it, and we're bringing it up about 5 foot. It was deep on the back on the outfall.
If you can bring it up 5 feet, that was going to be way deep on one side, I'm sure, if you're going through any kind of unlevel ground.
Exactly what it was going to be. One end shot like 15.28, the other end shot like 21 point something, and we were like, yeah, we're going to bring it up to make it level.
That made life a little easier. You don't have to dig quite so deep, because I'm sure there you're getting pretty close to the digging depth of that Traco, unless you got a long boom on it.
Long region, you're exactly right. I was right. I had to dig out some trees and stuff out of that bottom. What I did, I laid them down and made a mat so I could walk out on it and be able to stand up on that mud and be able to dig what I needed to.
Hopefully you get it all put in and cover back up fairly quick and get it done.
It'll take a few days because I got the asphalt, most of the asphalt removed today. We'll finish that up first thing in the morning, then I'll slope everything, because at 15 foot, you got to have them slopes way back just to keep everybody safe.
15 foot deep, you're probably going to be 30 foot wide.
So you hit it dead on the head, and that's exactly what we're going to be.
Had the pleasure of working in a couple of those ditches when I was younger, so remember a little bit about it.
So just to be on the safe side, so I'll do all that tomorrow. We'll move the pipe out there tomorrow and get that thing ready to probably try to put the pipe in on Friday and get that done, get it started backfilling.
Those ditch wall, I don't know what they call them, but the little steel inserts you can put in a ditch.
Ditch boxes, and no, we're not using that. If we couldn't lay it back like we can, then we'd have to use a trench box, but laying it back as far as we can, like we are, would be safe.
Hey, I meant to ask you this morning, were you able to get into the class last night?
Sent through the whole class.
I didn't see you up there, but I didn't look through to see who all was in there anyway. I just seen the ones that were on top of the screen.
And he was in there, and a couple more guys like you. I was up there, just only had like four in front of me. How's it going? You're out early, right?
A little early. It's been slow. Slow start to the year, but we'll see how it shakes out.
You know, figured it would be. Usually is, ain't it?
Usually slow, but I don't know. I've got 2 days that are fairly busy and then 2 days that are not, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
That. 8 hour week, so we only got 8 hours in a day, and we'll work all the way through Friday this week, work Monday through Thursday next week, and then it'll be my 4 day weekend again.
Looks like this is going to be a cold weekend anyway, so I ain't going to be able to do much outside.
Hey, I think Friday or Saturday is supposed to be like a high of 38 again or something, so it's going to be cool.
That dealing with a little bit of traffic that don't know how to merge. But yeah, I can't remember what the high up at the house is supposed to be, but pretty sure it's not above freezing Saturday.
It's above freezing here at the house, so it still won't be very good. It'll be chilly. Ever get any trade-in on toolboxes and stuff like that?
Get some from time to time. I don't have any right now. What I had was right before Christmas. So come into the new year with no toolboxes.
Not be a bad thing.
Pleasant, and I've got a couple new ones on the way, so hopefully they'll be here for too long. This morning I got hung up in a little traffic issue with somebody rear-ending a school bus this morning.
Kids got hurt.
Hadn't heard. I figured they'd say something about it if they had on the radio. But that wreck right there at Fish, they were talking about on 123 and Fish Trap, that was a school bus that got rear-ended this morning picking up some kids.
Okay. Her phone, probably.
Yes, because that's a straightaway right through there, because we're right at Fish Trap. It was just down next, picking them up at the trailer park down there, and that's a pretty long straightaway where you can see. So I don't understand how you can miss a stop school bus.
I agree with that. I went down Fish Trap Monday. My wife and I went to Greenville, picked up some stuff, and come back, cut through the woods, run through Fish Trap, back to the house.
I'm below Powdersville.
Up here off of 178, just outside of Liberty.
Yeah. I got a ballpark where you're at then.
Yeah, if you look at the Pickens Airport, I live about a half mile south of the airport on 178.
4 HGX. Okay, I've got another friend that lives out there by the airport, not too far, too.
Yeah, it's a nice little place.
Close enough to town to get whatever you need, but don't have to deal with all the hustle and bustle.
And got all the little side roads behind me and stuff that we can jump on and just go ride and stuff like that. We enjoy doing that. Your way back to, you're done for the day. You on your way back to your yard?
Still in the tool truck. I'm on the way to make the switch. I've got another 10 minutes or so before I get there. Done a little early today. Just not a whole lot going on in the shops either, so we'll see. But never can tell how the year's going to turn out. It's too early.
That's exactly right. Well, I hope it's a good one for you. I hope everything picks back up for you. But every once in a while, it's not too bad to get off a little early, is it?
I'm not complaining. It's just after so many weeks of certain things, you start kind of looking around to see what you need to do to fix things, or if you need to do anything at all, if it's something you can fix.
I totally understand that.
Everybody thinks when I say you're getting off early that working part-time, but they don't realize how early I left the house this morning either.
I understand that, too. Just because the time-wise you're getting off earlier than they are doesn't mean you're still getting off early.
In the 12-hour mark right now.
Yeah, right. Pretty interesting last night, you know. It kind of lost me a few things on that math stuff, but I'll catch up.
You'll be the only one, don't feel bad. Of course, 2 weeks from now when we actually get to Chapter 4 and start that math class, I think everybody, might be more of them having a few problems.
I watched him last night. I don't have one of them calculators. I'm going to go get one tonight and play with it over the weekend and, you know, set it up like he had it set up and stuff. But it's, you know, just learning some of that stuff, like, wow, you know, I didn't like math in high school. Now I got to do this?
Just a little bit. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Calculator, I ordered it on Amazon. I don't think it was around $20.
I can buy there at Walmart for $28, so it's not too much difference. If you don't order it, then you have to pay the price, right?
Well, it is what it is. It's not that big a deal. Hopefully, it won't be an issue using those calculators when it comes time to take the test.
know, I don't look like a brainiac, so maybe he won't think nothing about it when I go in there and I ain't got to clear it.
I think it's going to take you to put that culvert in out there at that job.
Tomorrow, I'll put it in Friday. Finish backfilling it probably Monday.
Say you had the asphalt tore up. Has that got the road closed?
Another way around into the neighborhood that we're working by, so the road is completely shut down. Patrick, it's way too deep to try to do one section at, you know, one half at a time.
I was just wondering if they had the road shut down, but what you say, it's a neighborhood to go around, is that not that big a deal then?
Not so. Hopefully, if everything goes right, we can have it done here in a few days.
I'm watching all these people flying down 25, and there's a state trooper sitting over there, and all the red brake lights coming on.
Let me know that if they see that state trooper, if he wanted you, he already had you.
We'll see. I don't know what they're thinking, but they were pulling up, that's for sure.
Always do, man. They always do. You know, it's comical to watch.
Getting ready to pull in here, so I'm going to go ahead and clear out. You didn't miss today. Have a good evening, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3. Stay warm there.
Patrick, I appreciate you letting me do the ride along with you. And you and the missus have a great evening. And we'll try to catch you in the morning. KM4MUF. We're clear.